The cavalry's unbeaten charge has been halted in Ontario. York United scored in the first half and held Cavalry FC, 1-5-1, off the scoreboard in a 1-0 Canadian Premier League thriller Sunday evening at York Lions Stadium in North York, ONT, snapping the visitors' six-game run without a loss to start the 2023 regular season. "I do think we've got to keep more clean sheets," said Cavalry FC head coach Tommy Wheeldon Jr., in the post-match press conference. "Last week, we did it and we've made one defensive error today and got punished for it. But I can't fault the spirit of the lads, it was a very hot day and we kept going." For the first time in seven games to start the season, the Cavs conceded the first goal of a match. Fleet-footed midfielder Clement Baia opened the scoring in the 24th minute, winning a foot race in the box before one touching it away from Cavs goalkeeper Marco Carducci and slotting it into the back of net. The visitors came close to getting on the scoreboard on a number of occasions, with Michael Cantave hitting the post on a low bouncing shot late in the first half and substitute Charlie Trafford seeing his header off a free kick sail just over the crossbar. Additionally, the Cavalry had a goal by Jose Escalante ruled off on an offside call, which replays showed to be erroneous. "York had a good goal on transition and we know that's their threat and then hunkered in," said Wheeldon Jr. "We told the boys to keep going. Jose's goal was a goal. Mickey's thing was a penalty, it's every single week. I'm trying to keep our guys focused on our play because we're playing, things we're working on the training ground are happening on the pitch. And I just hope that in round two of the games, the scales level up, because I thought we were very good in a lot of our detail and we should have had a goal and a penalty, but I'm not the official." Carducci made two saves in the defeat as he hit 100 appearances with the club on Sunday, becoming the first Cavalry player to reach the century mark. "We're frustrated, we're disappointed, and it obviously is challenging when some decisions don't go your way," Carducci said. "Ultimately, as a team we look at that and we know if we continue to do those right things, those things will start to go our way." Next up for the Cavalry is a June 3 home date versus Forge FC at 2 p.m. at ATCO Field for the Cavs Indigenous Peoples Celebration Match. The game day experience will feature an informative powwow demonstration in the roomy stage area in the lower plaza, as well as Indigenous vendors. All 50-50 donations from each Cavalry FC home match leading up to June 3 will go to the Earhe Nakoda Food Bank. In addition, Cavalry FC has invited more than 430 Indigenous athletes and their families from Team Alberta ahead of the North American Indigenous Games to attend the match. "It is an honor and pleasure for Cavalry FC and our partners to work with and recognize the Indigenous communities here on the traditional territories of the Treaty 7 Nations and the Métis Nation of Region 3," said Ian Allison, President and COO of Cavalry FC, in a team release. "Not only will the day recognize rich history and traditions, but it will also celebrate the future and sport. The young Indigenous athletes that will join us on June 3 and thousands more across this land will play an important part in the day and the future." For more information, visit cavalryfc.canpl.ca.